This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration has released satellite photographs that it claims prove Iran was behind the attack on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend. Meanwhile, analysts are warning that if the price of oil stays at record highs, it could further risk a global recession. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Locked and loaded. That's the message from President Donald Trump, who said the U.S. was primed after weekend attacks on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. Trump tweeted on Sunday saying there's reason to believe that we know the culprit. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also took to Twitter, blaming Iran for the attack on state oil giant Aramco instead of Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have claimed responsibility. So far, Iran has denied involvement in the strikes, which have wiped out 5% of global oil production, but have warned they're ready for a full-fledged war. It's inflaming investor concerns about the state of U.S.-Iran relations and stability in the Middle East.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. Talks are continuing today. Striking GM worker Scott Harwick says he supports the United Auto Workers' decision to strike.
I have total confidence in them, and obviously they weren't going anywhere with it, so they figured we had to strike. So I'm 100% in support of that.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. 36 people are missing after a boat sank in the Congo River on the outskirts of Kinshasa. Police say 76 people survived. From Washington, this is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of a prescription painkiller, OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits from local and state governments and other plaintiffs, alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The bankruptcy filing comes after Purdue Pharma reached a tentative settlement, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time, with many of the more than 2,000 local and state governments across the country that are suing the company over its role in the opioid crisis. But the holdouts include more than half the states, and some of them are expected to object to the settlement in bankruptcy court and continue their lawsuits against the Sackler family, which owns the company. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korea says it may be willing to discuss denuclearization with the United States if unspecified threats and hurdles to its security and development are addressed. The comments Monday by North Korea's foreign ministry come days ahead of what U.S. officials hope is the start of a long-delayed working-level nuclear talks with Pyongyang. The World Health Organization is calling for urgent action to end bad healthcare practices around the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the findings of the report.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 10 patients is harmed in high-income countries. It says 134 million patients in low- and middle-income countries are harmed because of unsafe care, leading to 2.6 million deaths annually. WHO notes most of these deaths are avoidable. Neelam Dhingra-Kuram is WHO Coordinator of Patient Safety and Risk Management.
In the healthcare facilities on the system, there is a lack of patient safety culture. So lack of open communication, lack of systems to learn from mistakes and errors.
Besides the avoidable and tragic loss of life, patient harm leads to economic losses of trillions of dollars globally each year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of medical staff at one of Hong Kong's main public hospitals rallied Monday to support months of protests for democratic reforms. This comes after new violence over the weekend rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Staff at the Prince of Wales Hospital formed a human chain and urged the government to resolve the conflict by acceding to protesters' demands. Shake it up. Shake it up. Rick Ocasek, the iconic lead singer of The Cars, has died. He was discovered Sunday afternoon in his Manhattan apartment. The death comes a year after The Cars were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Cars had 13 top 40 hits. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.